for the former mayor of Sugar Creek and his wife, throwing a holiday party is not just something they do for close family and best friends. Actually, in some ways, their party on a hilltop isn't even theirs. It came with the house. KCUR's Andrea Tudhope stopped in for that story.
Three houses sit on a hill. You can't see them from the street or from the Missouri River below. Inside, Stan and Barbara Salva are getting ready for a party. They've been throwing this party for nearly 30 years. It's quite the affair, but I'll get to that in a minute. Years ago, nearly 100 or more, in a little town called Sugar Creek,
there were four sisters here.
The sisters each lived in four houses, each 4 yards apart, up on a hill. Margaret, Dorothy, Cecil, and Aileen. They built and furnished the houses on the hill.
This whole place was hand-loomed wall-to-wall rugs, so they just did everything.
They were craftswomen. Aileen was a muralist. Up to her death, Margaret was a hooker.
She was the world's oldest hooker.
A rug hooker, that is. But they were most famous for their dolls.
It started out with the troll, little figures dressed in green.
Some tall, some round, children too.
A whole cast of figures.
Handmade, dressed in hand-sewn attire, some fashioned from antique paisley shawls. The women would pass the dolls along, sister to sister, house to house.
One would create the body, another would create the clothing, and another would paint.
Once, a young woman named Barbara came to visit for an open house. The four sisters were selling their dolls, but they were expensive.
I was 22. I was raising three children, so I just couldn't own them.
Barbara left empty-handed that day. Time went on. The four sisters grew older and eventually passed. But their legacy stayed alive. Stan says Barbara never forgot it.
She came home one afternoon. I got home from work and she says, "Guess what? There's property for sale up on the hill."
And that's how the Salvas came to the hill. For a while, one of the sisters' sons lived next door. His wife carried on the doll-making tradition and all the stories with it.
Oh, I talked with her any chance I could, and I soaked it up like a sponge.
Over the years, Barbara has accumulated quite the collection. The dolls always come out this time of year. The annual Salva party is just hours away now. In the kitchen, Stan is preparing a brown sugar glaze for the ham that's in the oven. He tells me that the sisters had a party every year around this time.
In fact, initially it was a Yule log party where they would hide a Yule log out in the woods somewhere and people would go then and find a Yule log. And so when we came, we decided we'd continue to have the party.
But they've made it their own. Barbara crafts individualized displays for the dolls. She used to prepare the traditional dishes of their heritage, Croatian and Slovakian, but she keeps it simple now. But one thing has never changed, the Salva punch.
Here's one of the brandies that I use, okay. To that we add lemon juice, orange juice, curacao, dry white wine.
Then it's topped off with pink champagne and frozen strawberries.
Yeah, the punch is lethal.
There's one other thing the Salvas have in common with the sisters. Stan is looking out through the kitchen window. He's pointing. His sons now live in the two remaining houses on the hill.
This son here, we figured that when he got out of school, that he would probably move about 3,000 miles away. But anyway, he was sitting on his back deck one day with a good friend, and he says, "Now, who lives over there?" He says, "Well, that's my father." He said, "Your father? You lived next door to your father? How come?" He said, "Well, if I ever need anything, he's got it."
In Sugar Creek, three houses sit on a hill. From the little window, in the little house, on the edge of the hill, all of Kansas City looks small. Outside, you can see for miles. And inside, over that infamous, lethal Salva punch, you can see for generations.